Well, one of the things I'm happiest about, well, there's a lot of things I'm happy about with SLB. Gosh, we had 16 kids, actually 20 kids in the last hour. Poets, pianists, and also people engaged in community service and positive lifestyles. Another thing I'm happy about is we're known as a place where you can stash your sleeping bag behind our radio couch when you happen to be passing through Pittsburgh. And I'm thrilled that Joe is here. I first discovered Joe Crookston, 6, 7 years ago, I think, when one of his songs was published in Sing Out magazine. I read the lyrics. I said, I've got to hear this song. I heard the song. I said, wow. And I've been following his music ever since. He was at Club Cafe last night. He's on his way to Ohio later today. Because we have affiliates close to the Ohio line and including one in Ohio, we'll make sure we give you the details on that show. But right now, as I clear my throat, we're going to turn it over to Joe Crookston.
Driving home tonight on Highway 9, and the windshield factor falling, and the ice is breaking branches, and the radio lady's talking, and maybe this is it, maybe this is my time. 7 seconds frozen and sublime, maybe this is my time. And the wheels glide and slip across the center line in a counterclockwise spin, and the headlights and the red lights flash, and I'm circling around again. And maybe this is it. And maybe this is my time. 7 seconds frozen and sublime. Maybe this is my time. And the guardrail bar, and the fishtail car, in the oncoming lane, and I spin around my last countdown, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, maybe this is it. Time. 7 seconds frozen and sublime. Maybe this is my time. Pulling from the ditch, I take a breath, and I ponder home and life and death. Through the snow, looking back and forth, tap the gas and now I'm heading north. And maybe this is it. And maybe this is my time. 7 seconds frozen and sublime, maybe this is my time. Mm-hmm.
Joe Crookston. I loved the driving rhythm of that song, especially as it ended. And I may be listening into it too much as opposed to reading into it too much, but it seemed to build, you know, you were almost building momentum as the song
went. I was like, I'm waking up here. I'm waking up. Thanks to John for the coffee. Thanks, Larry, for being here. I just really loved becoming. I was excited, and so many people said, "Oh, tell Larry we said hi." And your show is beloved in this city, and I hope you know that. And so many people at Club Cafe last night were like, "Oh, that's so great! Tell Larry you said hi." And Tom Writing, he was like, "Oh, tell Larry," you know. So it's good to be here. And yeah, you know, it's the driving. This is a brand new-ish song, I should say, and I'm trying to write faster and trying to get into the writing process more quickly and intuitive. And yet I'm such a craft person. I love the craft of a story. And something I've been really particularly into is the cinematography of a story. Like I that's a time lapse. So I'm really thinking of that song takes place in about maybe 8 or 7 minutes, really. It's just driving, car, radio lady, the car spins, it, you know, goes into the ditch and you pull away. Like all of that happens within 7 minutes, maybe 8 minutes, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm really interested in right now in the cinematography of a time-lapse song, just as a challenge for myself.
That's interesting.
And then also I think this is kind of something, I love country music and I love, I listen to a lot of, you know, hit songs, country writers and all that kind of stuff, although I don't write like that. But one of the things that I really learned about writing in that way was I love it when a chorus takes on a different meaning every time it comes back around. So you're driving along and maybe this is my time, and then the car starts to spin and maybe this is my time in the big capital letters, you know, and then driving away north, maybe this is my time, maybe this is it, I'm just gonna be in the moment, and you know, that kind of thing. So I like it when choruses take on a new meaning each time they come back around. And sometimes that's not thought through. It's not conscious. It just happens when you're telling something that feels true. And then, whoa, it did it, you know. So I'm excited about that song. And thanks for appreciating it.
That's interesting. I used to joke, I guess it's, why am I here? We'll take that sentence, those four words, and how it changes depending on which word you emphasize. Why am I here?
Yeah. Why am I here?
Why am I here?
Yeah.
Why am I here?
Totally.
The same four words.
I spent most of my childhood doing that game.
Yeah.
And still do, actually.
Yeah. But no, it's interesting about the chorus. Same words, very different flavor. Joe's going to be in Columbus tonight and then in Cleveland thereafter. He is coming back to Pittsburgh in August. You can get his whole itinerary at joecrookston.com and also find out about music for sale and teaching and painting and all sorts of things. It's worth going to his website just to learn more about Joe. He'll be in Kerrville, gosh, lots of places, but I'm pleased to report. Yeah, I mean, you could make it to Columbus tonight. He's going to make it, so you could. I'm trying to look for the venue. It's at the Shed Theater, Performing Arts Center.
Downtown Columbus.
In Columbus, and then Cleveland thereafter. And then I'm glad you're going to be back in Pittsburgh, too. I'm especially... you'll be here for Cindy Stock.
I will. Cindy Stock. I appreciate Cindy very much, and she does a show every year to raise funds and as a fundraiser, and it's August 15th. Yeah, so I'm coming back, hang out. And
the only thing better than you're coming back is the fact that you're here right now.
I love it.
So
yeah.
What would you like to play next?
I'm going to play you another cinematography song. I've had the lucky fortune lately of filmmakers being interested in my songs and making some films, and one of them came out last year and one of them is being worked on right now, and it's going to be a film short of this song here. So I'm going to take you on a drive here from Pittsburgh, and we're going to head up 79 north, we're going to get on 86 and head east, and 86 turns into 17 east, and we're going to go all the way to New York City on 17 east. And we're going to head down the West Side Highway down to the tip of Manhattan. And we're going to go across the Brooklyn Bridge and to Fulton Street in Brooklyn in 1945. This is an older song of mine that I did not write in 1945, but it took place in 1945, but it turns out it's not a historical song after all. And Frank, a limousine driver, gets out of his limousine and he goes into the Fulton Street Diner for lunch.
Brooklyn in July, cafe on Fulton Street. Frank parked the limousine and he went inside to eat. A black man in a brown suit, chauffeur between drives, Ivy cap, working wage, 1945. And the waitress, she ignored him. The cooks laughed and watched him wait. She served his food cold on a broken dinner plate. And God knows cold outside, even in Brooklyn in July. God knows it's cold outside, even in Brooklyn in July. And Frank, he'd seen it all his life. This time something snapped. He stood up, threw his chair, and he shattered the front window glass. And the cooks called the cops in. The cops took Frank away. And the waitress said she didn't know why a man would act that way. And God knows it's cold outside, even in Brooklyn in July. God knows it's cold outside, even in Brooklyn in July. And the limousine got towed away. Frank, they drove him west. Waitress called the insurance man, and the cooks cleaned up the mess. In a room alone, Frank never came home. How much can a good man take? And how far can a good man bend before a good man breaks? And God knows it's cold outside, even in Brooklyn in July. God knows it's cold outside, even in Brooklyn in July. Brooklyn in July, cafe on Fulton Street. Frank parked the limousine, he went inside to eat. A black man in a brown suit, chauffeur between drives, Ivy cap, working wage, 1945, 1965, 1985, 2005. God knows it's cold outside, even in July. And there's a hole in the heart of America. There's a crack in the Liberty Bell.
Joe Crookston, have you recorded that yet?
That's an old song that I have a recording of. It's totally different, and I rewrote that maybe a month ago, you know, in this context, in this way. And it's like a song I never performed, And then I was like, why am I not performing this song? Because I don't like the music. It was this kind of swingy, and it works with a band, but playing solo, it didn't feel good. But I was like, I love the story, and I wanted to rewrite it in a new way, and I like the new way a lot.
Oh, the music, I think, is perfect. It's lyrical. It moves the story along without rushing it and gives you time to think, which is a great thing. And I liked that you came back at the end to summarize, so to speak, and extend.
To walk up the dates, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of me was hoping 2015 doesn't rhyme, so we could leave it out. But unfortunately, it probably... Hopefully you won't need to go beyond 2015.
Yeah, right. It's one of those things where I like walking up those dates. And at the same time, I never want to be sort of obvious or overly obvious, maybe.
I didn't see it coming.
Yeah. So in a way, like to go up to 2015, then it's like, oh, now I got to change it every time and the date changes. No, but you get what I mean.
I'm
walking it up into the present and be done with it, yeah.
Actually, what you did was you made, and maybe it's just because I kind of like math, and I was thinking of the numbers, and I said, well, yeah, it's... I sure hope it'll get better in 2015. And then I thought, wait a minute, it is 2015.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if it has gotten much better. But what an awesome song. Joe Crookston is who you're hearing. JoeCrookston.com is his website. Elizabeth, thank you for arranging all of this. Elizabeth is the person that really helps to keep it all together, as Joe has a pretty aggressive touring schedule. Do you spend much time in Ithaca at all?
I do. I actually, I play a lot of shows, you know, maybe 100 shows a year, sometimes 120 shows a year. But I go a lot, like Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, Sundays, and then I'm home on Monday. And I love being home. I'm kind of I do a lot of painting and artwork, and sometimes in a hotel room or at someone's house, I'll be painting. You know, it's just like to fill the time that I have, you know, if I have time on the road. But I like being home. I think I'm a kind of person who just needs to be grounded in a place that's like, you know, my studio and my home, and kind of get just rest up and get clear and then go back out fierce. I think if I just travel and travel endlessly, I wear down and I forget what am I doing, you know. So I guess in a way it's like that practice for me of like, some on, some off. You know, that's really important to me.
Do you think, do you do much writing on the road?
I do, actually. Some people say, I can't write on the road. But for me, it's like I'm going to a gig and I've got an idea for a song. And for instance, I was talking to John here in the studio about like just writing a song in 10 minutes. And I've been working on this practice of just writing a song in 10 minutes. Not that it's going to be a keeper or that, but there might be several lines in there that are like, oh, this will now lead to something. But I'm also just trying to really get out of over. Since we're talking about it, I'm just going to sing you a song that
I
wrote in the car in 10 minutes. And you know, this is not what you'd normally do on the radio to like showcase your stuff. But in a way it is. It's showcasing it's me. I love the craft of words and stories, just like those last two songs and the musicality of it. So I spend a lot of time honing those, but sometimes I can spill over into just overthinking it so much. You know, I just want to let go and just sing kind of whatever comes out. So I'll just do you a minute and a half version of one of those. If I can remember it. We watch the sun and bless your heart. And we follow it up with the perfect part. And after dark, the boys go out. And they second guess and they drink the doubt. And they second guess and drink the doubt. Every inch we scrape and try, and we play the part and the days go by, down beneath the bitter.
better stuff. I'm satisfied, I've had enough. I'm satisfied, I've had enough. The birthday girl is turning 9, and the family grows and is doing fine. And mama keeps drinking and grinning and drinking the wine, and the family grows and is doing fine. Maybe God, maybe not. Maybe God, maybe not. The gold is gone, but not the pot. This is the verse to help us feel. This is the verse to make us strong. This is the verse to crash the drum and to think about who we've become, and to think about what we've become. Maybe God, maybe not. Maybe God, maybe not. And I'll hold your hand, my anxious one. This is a verse to help us feel, and this is the verse to make us strong, and this is the verse to crash the drum, and to think about who we've become, to think about what we've become, to think about.
Joe Crookston, pretty good for 10 minutes I'm sure you put a little more time, maybe. I don't know.
12.
At 12.
And it really is. It's exciting for me to say. I know the craft. I know where songs can go and how they can go melodically and chordally and all that kind of stuff. And then just to trust it, just to kind of go from my unconscious mind and let things come out that are not so perfectly story-crafted. And sometimes they're really bad, like, oh, you know. And other times I'm like, I really, there's a core emotional connection in that song that keeps it together for me.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a real struggle for a lot of folks who, if you really like to craft language, or I know I have that trouble, it is much harder for me to pre-record a radio program than it is for me to do one live. And you can overthink it, or just it could be that the quality is better pre-recorded. Who knows? But there's just a lot to think about and a lot of work. So to let go of that and to put yourself in that constraint is a pretty brave thing to do.
Yeah, brave, and it's also kind of like I just don't want to be stuck. You know?
Yeah.
I think some of my thing as an artist would be kind of. I don't want to end up stuck in a rut. I don't want to do things that I don't want to be doing over and over, you know, that kind of thing. And
oh, yeah.
I think there's that tension between being a professional musician where you're out there and people have expectations of what they want to hear. They, play the ones that we know and love, right? And you're like, well, I will a few of those. But, you know, it's the eternal thing. But for me, it's almost like a soul drive to not want to be stuck. I don't want to be doing something in going through the motions of it. So it's like always kind of, whoa, what's the next edge? I play fiddle, and that's new for me, you know. But I'm loving it. But I'll get it out on stage and get my looper going and whoa, you know, and play my fiddle. And I'm always at the edge of what I'm capable of doing, but I love it, you know.
I haven't seen him lately, but Don McLean, to me, was always a guy who managed that fairly well. I mean, people always wanted American Pie, Vincent, you know, a lot of his hits. But he was still composing lots of contemporary, you know, topical songs. You know, he had his country phase and his Roy Orbison phase, too. But he was pretty insistent. Yeah, yes, I'm going to play the songs that allow me to have a career and some creative freedom, but I'm also going to sprinkle in, more than sprinkle in, what I'm still doing, too.
Yeah, it's so alive, you know? It's really, it's the art in us. It's the artist, you know, wants to... And the artist in me has been having a great time learning lap slide guitar.
Yeah, I saw that there.
I brought my my slide guitar here, and I've been just having a great time. So I'll play you something here on the slide.
Let me tell you quickly, Brian Junker says hello.
Oh, Brian. Hey.
And also the Squirrel Hill Billies.
Oh, good.
Say
Jenny
hello to
here,
you, too.
Yeah.
They checked in. And
love them. Yep.
Feel free to send us a note, slb at slbradio.org or Facebook or the usual methods.
All right, I'm going to play you a little slide here, a rattlesnake song. The prettiest bird I'd seen, raised on the Bible and collard greens. She walked in a ruby dress, across the room with a gracefulness. I said hi, she said yes. She walked in the room in a ruby red dress. She's a little bit lovely and a little bit mean, an angel, a rattlesnake, somewhere in between. The rarest bird that I'd ever seen. She's a little bit lovely and a little bit mean. Asked me to dance and I felt like a king, and she told me that I was the sweetest thing. Before the night had ended, I had given her my ring. When she asked me to dance, I felt like a king. And we walked to the meadow where the honeysuckle grows and the jasmine blooms and the moonlight glows. We swam in the river without any clothes. We slept in the meadow where the honeysuckle grows. She's a little bit lovely and a little bit mean, an angel, a rattlesnake, somewhere in between. The rarest bird that I'd ever seen. She's a little bit lovely and a little bit mean. Sun rose like fire in the cool morning air, and I turned to my love, but she wasn't there. And I looked in the meadow and I looked everywhere. When I turned to my love, she wasn't there. And I searched in the pines and along the fence rail, and I called out her name to no avail. On a rock in the grass where we slept by the trail was a ruby red dress and a rattlesnake tail. She's a little bit lovely and a little bit mean, an angel, a rattlesnake, somewhere in between. The rarest bird that I
I'd ever seen. She's a little bit lovely and a little bit mean.
Joe Crookson. Where were you born, Joe, or raised?
I was born in Ohio.
Whereabouts?
I was born near Kent, Ohio. Randolph, Ohio. I went to Kent State University, and I dropped out to become a folk singer.
May I ask the year?
Yes. I studied classical guitar. I studied classical guitar in college. That was my major for a couple years. And before that, studied class. So I was really into the technique of...
Yeah.
Of sort of finger picking and tone, and you know, my left foot up on a little one of those stools, you know. And it never really connected with me. I mean, I love the technique and the learning of it, but as soon as I went to a folk festival, I think it was 1997, and I went to the Kent State Folk Festival, and it was just blew me away.
Yeah, one of the finest.
Like, so I was watching these masterful guitar players who were finger picking and doing all the technique that I, you know, not classical, but they were just amazing guitar players. And they were singing songs about things that mattered, about things that connected in the community, you know. And I was like, that's what I want to do. So at that moment, I basically sold my classical guitar, dropped out of college, got a six string and started writing, you know. And so it really connected for me at that moment of great musicianship combined with, you know, great writing and storytelling. And, you know, that's kind of been my quest ever since, you know, still working on it. We'll always be working on it. You know?
I'm so glad you could be with us. We're down to our last song for today, at least. I hope you'll come back. Maybe we can try to arrange when you're back in Pittsburgh in August. Just great to have
Love
you
it.
Here.
Yeah.
Thanks to you for being with us today as well, and to all of our guests. Environmental Charter School, Hope for Tomorrow, Center for Young Musicians, everybody that was able to be here today. JoeCrookston.com is the website. Columbus Tonight, Cleveland Tomorrow, the Saturday Light Brigade today.
Yeah. Thanks, Larry. Yeah, really great to be with you. And I, like I said, so many people were so excited that I was coming here and love you. And it's good to meet John over here. Great guy and musician. And I really appreciate just being able to. I like concerts. I like performing, but I also like going in deeper. Like, that's something I really notice. Like, I like being on stage. I'm funny and I can do my thing and I can tell stories. Like, I really create a magical moment in a show. But I like being able to sink down into, like, expand, take one song and talk about it for a half hour. You know, you can't do that on stage as much, but I really love it. Some people, I guess, with interviews, they're doing an interview like because they have to. But I really enjoy it. It helps me explore the different territory in my mind as an artist, you know. So
that's why we need to do it again.
Yeah. All right, I'll play a song here. I played this. I wrote this song about 6 years ago, and it's from the perspective of a 17-year-old kid in juvenile. I did a project in Seattle. I used to live in Seattle, and where I took recording equipment, such as what you have here, down into jail cell for about a year and a half and recorded songs, raps, poems, spoken word, whatever, basically like working with kids in juvie. And I wrote this song for a kid, Fred, who I got to know really well. It's called Freddy the Falcon. And thank you. I'm Freddy the Falcon, daredevil feet, skateboard champ on Jackson Street. Skateboard champ on Jackson Street. Ramp up and lift off two flights high. When the wheels leave the pavement, the falcon can fly. When the wheels leave the pavement, the falcon can fly. I hardly know nothing and mostly don't care, but flying like this gets me out of here. And I wish I had something, but nothing ain't fair. Flying like this gets me out of here.
lying like this gets me out of here. But they all call me Rat Boy, my grades are bad. With a crazy temper that I got from my dad. With a crazy temper that I got from my dad. My mama gets scared. My dad comes home drunk. Everybody says Rat Boy is destined to flunk. And everybody says Rat Boy. And I hardly know nothing, and mostly don't care. But flying like this gets me out of here. And I wish I had something, but nothing ain't fair. Flying like this gets me out of here. Flying like this gets me out of here. Whoa. Oh. Skipping school, hanging out on the street, and out behind the factory where the dropouts meet. Been real quick, I got in on the scene, in the back of a Mustang cooking methamphetamine, in the back of a Mustang, and I hardly know nothing, and mostly don't, when the wheels leave the pavement, the Falcon can fly, when the wheels leave the pavement, the Falcon fly. And I hardly know nothing, and mostly don't care. But flying like this gets me out of here. And I wish I had something, but nothing ain't fair. Flying like this gets me out of here. Flying like this gets me out of here. They all call me Rat Boy, my grades are bad. With a crazy temper that I got from my dad. With a crazy temper that I got from my dad. My mama gets scared when my dad comes home drunk. Everybody says Rat Boy is destined to flunk. And everybody says Rat Boy. And I hardly know nothing, and mostly don't care. But flying like this gets me out of here. And I wish I had something, but nothing ain't fair. Flying like this gets me out of here. Flying like this gets me out of here. Behind the factory where the dropouts meet. Happened real quick, I got in on the scene. In the back of a Mustang cooking methamphetamine. In the back of a Mustang. And I hardly know nothing, and mostly don't care. Flying like this gets me out of here. And I wish I had something, but nothing ain't fair. Flying like this gets me out of here. Flying like this gets me out of here. These navy blues and jail cell D. I guess I done what everyone expected of me. I I guess I done what everyone expected of me. So I sneak me a pencil, you gotta swear not to tell. And at night I draw the falcon on the walls of my cell. And at night I draw the falcon. And I hardly know nothing, and mostly don't care. But flying like this gets me out of here. And I wish I had something, but nothing ain't fair. Flying like this gets me out of here. Flying like this gets me out of here.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks, Joe Crookston. Join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Public Radio.